Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Matthew 13:44. Good morning, friends. I hope today finds you well and encouraged in the work of the Lord. I hope, too, that you will keep your radio tuned to this broadcast for the next few moments. It might be worth more to you than doing a lot of other things you could think of. Let me ask you this question. As a child, did you ever hear that old expression, at the end of the rainbow there is a pot of gold? Do you suppose people said that because they knew how hard it was to really find the end of a rainbow? You know, you can see a rainbow, and you can think you can tell where the end of it is. But it seems by the time you get to where you thought it was not there. It has moved on. That is somewhat like the expression, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. But did you know that some folks are never satisfied with what they can gain and accumulate in this world, be that diamonds, pearls, or gold? It never seems to quite satisfy. And speaking of hidden treasure, this was something very customary for folks to do back in early days. I don't know how many, but maybe there are some that still do this, hide their treasure in the earth. But back in those days, when there was danger of thieves and robbers, it was not at all unusual for a man to go and dig a hole in the ground somewhere. In there he would put his gold, silver, valuable possessions. They considered it a safe place, I suppose, to hide these valuables. But sometimes the place where they were hidden was forgotten, or death might claim the owner. At other times, imprisonment or exile might separate this man from his treasure, and the wealth he had taken such pains to preserve was left for some fortunate finder, or maybe never discovered. So, there would be this farmer with the old team of oxen plowing in the soil, and he would discover the buried treasure. Don't you know he would be a happy man and glad that he had been out there plowing? But on the other hand, don't you suppose that some people might sit down right at the foot of a tree and not know that the hidden treasures were buried at its roots? Well, really, it was that way, figuratively speaking, with the Jews. Christ came, and they didn't recognize him as being the one in which were hidden the treasures of God. The Jews had the Word of God in their hands, but the truth was hidden from them. Their eyes were blinded. Really, the treasure house of all knowledge was open to them, but they knew it not. And so it is, dear ones, with the people of our day. They are so busy, many of them are, with the affairs of this life that they walk right over the commandments of God and forsake the greatest treasure of all time, salvation, which has been brought through our Savior. There are those today who are eagerly seeking for earthly treasure. Their minds are filled with selfish and ambition thoughts for the sake of gaining worldly riches, honor, or power. They're willing to go to extremes. But from them the treasures of God are hidden. It is like this scripture says here in 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Dear ones, there are a lot of folks who are wise in their own estimation, who are puffed up by the teaching of vain philosophy. But the beauty and the power and mystery of the plan of redemption, they do not perceive. There are those who have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. They have intellect, but they discern not the signs of the times, nor the hidden treasures of the gospel. There is much church joining, handshaking, and outward show by those who profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. They refuse to allow Him to be the ruler of their heart and lives. Do you know what has happened? They have been blinded by the God of this world. But Jesus knew there were people like this even in His day. He attempted to correct this situation when He sounded forth that warning which is good for our time. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. Think of it. What would it profit a man though he had all the treasures that heart could wish? What would it be worth when he came to the end of life without God? The value of salvation, a personal experience with Christ, and the knowledge that your sins are forgiven is worth more than all the silver and gold. The riches of earth cannot compare with it. The Bible, or the Word of God, contains the unsearchable riches of Christ. Yet, think how many books have been written that do not lead to God and the kingdom of heaven. I say that this type of education is a perversion of the truth and a reproach to God. Sin has obscured the vision of the natural man, and their minds have rejected the Word of God. Some folks look upon this way of living as old-fashioned, stale, and uninteresting. But I have not found it so. I have found priceless treasures and would not exchange what God has done for me for all the things that the world has to offer. Listen to this poem. My treasure. I have a very precious gift presented by a loving friend. Its equal you would scarcely find if all around the world you send. A gem so beautiful and rare, I'm sure I could not tell its worth. No diadem so rich e'er crowned a king or prince of royal birth. In poverty I once was bound, but now I'm richer than a king. The wealth of nations could not give, nor to my heart such pleasure bring. In filthy garments once was clad, my clothing tattered, worn, and old. But now I'm dressed in snowy white, in garments wrought with purest gold. In sickness 'tis a healing balm that drives each ache and pain away. It sweetens all the toil of life and brings good cheer to every day. For all the riches of the world, I would not from my treasure part. 'Tis hidden in a place secure. I keep it locked within my heart. You ask me what this treasure is, that to my life such blessings give, the joy and comfort of my soul that keeps me sweet and in me lives. It is the greatest of all gifts that God could give to anyone, the brightest gem of heaven above. 'Tis Jesus Christ, God's only Son. Dear ones, you may be ever so poor in this world's goods, but if you know the Christ of Calvary, the one who bled, suffered, died, and rose again for you, you too have riches which are unsearchable. Listen to this verse from Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Friends, have you found these unsearchable riches? If not, I hope you will do so at once. Let us pray. Our Father, bless the message as it goes out over the airwaves. Do cause it to enter into the hearts of those who are receptive. Bless each listener in the way which they need most. Deliver from sin, fill with Thy Spirit, and may we value more than all the treasures of earth the unsearchable things of Christ. Thine shall be the praise through His name. Amen. Thank you for listening. If you received a blessing, we would be so happy to know about it. Or if we may be a help to you, please be free to write us. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here's a song, Beautiful, Peaceful Zion. The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
Beautiful, peaceful Zion, we've heard of thy wonders of old, and out of the ages rising, the city of light we behold. Coming, 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 Zion, we come to thee. Coming, coming to me, coming with joy to thee. Beautiful, holy Zion, O mountain of glory divine, we come to thy peaceful summit, where heavenly songs ever chime. Coming to me, Zion, we come to thee. Coming to me, coming with joy to thee. Welcome the joyful tidings of Zion, the mountain of love. 'Tis freedom from Babel's bondage, and coming that freedom we prove. Coming to me.
And now until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's rich blessings rest upon you and a very cheerful goodbye.
Coming to me, coming with joy to thee.